97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hamas is speaking for the first time since its leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed Thursday by Israeli forces. A top Hamas official says they will not return hostages until there's a ceasefire and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. ABC News contributor and former Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy said Sinwar's death could reopen ceasefire hopes.
I think the U.S. and potentially Israel do view this as an opportunity to try to restart a ceasefire negotiations, which had effectively ended until this event, and see if they can't get somewhere without him in the way.
President Biden's in Germany for a day of meetings, while in the U.S., 18 days to Election Day, both former President Trump and Vice President Harris campaigning in Michigan. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's investigating the full self-driving system in about 2.4 million Teslas after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Sad steps taken in the case of Elijah Vu. Almost 8 months after his disappearance, charges have now been filed in the death of the three-year-old. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray said Vu's mother is now charged with chronic neglect of a child causing death, child neglect, and obstruction. Her boyfriend is charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstruction.
This is an incredibly tragic situation that has shaken our community.
Vu and his mother were living in Wisconsin Dells when he went missing. The toddler's remains were found in Manitowoc County in September. Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang are in court today. And a Sun Prairie family was displaced by a fire last night. It happened after 11 in the 3000 block of Selkirk Drive. Crews found a fire in the laundry area. It ended up coming from a dryer vent. Everybody's okay, but now they need a new place to live for the time being while repairs are made. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I loved it. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks for bringing up my surgery again. Speaking of that, Doug texts in. He says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week. So he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Like a surgeon.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
No, we gotta talk. A lot of men seem to think that Donald Trump is some kind of tough guy. He's not. I mean, look at him. He wears more makeup than Dolly Parton. He whines like a baby. The guy's afraid of birds. Donald Trump had his daddy pay a doctor to say his little feet hurt so he could dodge the draft. Look at that gut. Like a garbage bag full of buttermilk. He sells imaginary baseball cards pretending to be a cowboy fireman. Guy's barely strong enough to hold an umbrella. I mean, look how he drinks water. Like a little pink chickadee. He's got jugs. Big ones. Like Dolly Parton.
How did Dolly Parton get...
Dave
caught
Bautista.
In the shrapnel.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. That is funny. Trump at the L. Smith dinner. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's
my
literally
God.
Springtime for Hitler audience.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Wow. Yep. First of all, as you're saying, someone said, who does that swears in front of priests at a Catholic
right.
dinner?
Nobody.
He is such a despicable piece of... And every time you think we've hit a new low, we have not.
I had to ask, has anybody ever sworn at the Al...
First of all, and not
Smith,
funny.
Not Cal Langs.
Oh, my God. It was like his bullying... the bullying he does at rallies, but they have no... They're not funny. This is why there's no sexy right-wing tour. He made trans jokes about Chuck Schumer and Tim Walz, insulted the intelligence of Harris and President Biden, mm-hmm. Of course did not do any self-deprecating jokes because
he has
zero sense of humor.
Right.
He said, I don't give a if this is comedy or not.
He said the F word.
He said the S word.
Oh, the S word.
Yeah,
okay.
The S word.
Barbara Comstock, Republican, former Republican congresswoman, said this was somebody who was just being horrendous at that dinner, swearing in front of priests. Who does that? This is just a hot, horrible mess. We need to turn the page. Mm-hmm. I was saying, good for Kamala Harris not going. That was a hilarious bit with Mary Catherine Gallagher, the Molly Shannon character. Can you imagine her having to sit here? First of all, she's out doing real interviews. He just canceled another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, by the way, where's this myth going with the, black people aren't going to vote for Kamala? It's like 87% to 12%, same as Biden. And anyway, so he just canceled. It's a
another
podcast
black,
that reaches young black men. Mm-hmm. Anyway, He's canceled. Oh, because they said
he's tired.
Grampy's too tired.
Yep.
Because Grampy needs a nap. Can you imagine? She's done literally every interview in the world, including Fox News.
She's doing too many.
Why would she waste her time sitting there? He's making jokes about Doug Emhoff and the nanny from 40 years ago. I mean, just despicable. Then he did the Barack Hussein Obama, which I guess he thinks is
funny.
Right. Oh, because he said Rush Limbaugh. He goes, remember the way Rush used to say Barack Hussein? He's so funny. Oh, we miss him. No, we don't really.
Not really.
Are you ready for his hilarious story? It was announced this morning at a funeral yesterday in a rare moment of charity. Joe told Barack Hussein Obama. And no one laughed, and so then he...
One person. You can hear one person. Yeah, one person laughing.
Guests looked uncomfortable and sat stone-faced. He told Barack Hussein Obama, quote, she's not as strong as me. She's not as strong. You understand that? And Obama agreed, saying that's true. Other than that, I think the Democrats are getting along quite well, right?
Is that a joke?
So, right. The president was met with complete silence. Then he said, no one got that. Because it's not funny! It's not a joke!
Did I read that Obama was in the audience for this?
I don't know.
He might have been.
He made the New York mayor jokes. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving so I can, encapsulize for you so you don't have to, good God.
That's why I didn't grab the audio.
Do you know how many nights I had to sit through people bombing, including myself at Yuck Yucks?
Well,
my sense memory can't endure watching this.
I saw Evening at the Improv. I know what goes on.
I did fantastically at Evening at the Improv. I'm talking about 2 a.m. at Yuck Yucks in Buffalo on Hurdle Avenue. That was rough.
Oh, boy.
Okay. he said, Eric Adams, the mayor that was just indicted in New York, is good luck with everything. Your peanuts compared to what they've done to me. Oh, God, it's all whining.
Yeah, it's all personal grievance,
we have another former New York City mayor with us, frankly, easily the worst in our history, and it's not Michael Bloomberg, that I can tell you. I'm surprised Bill de Blasio was actually able to make it tonight, to be honest. He was a terrible mayor. I don't give a if this is comedy or not. He was a terrible mayor. He did a horrible job. That's not comedy, by the way. That's fact. Yeah, we know it's not comedy. Thanks.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of New York, at least... Hang on, hold please. At least Bill doesn't have to worry about the criminals. They owe him big. He let them get away with a lot of stuff. I'm searching for anything that even approaches comedy. Let me know when we reach anything.
Oh, we never will. You'll be waiting forever.
He ridiculed white dudes for Harris, claiming he was not worried about the group because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me.
Their wives' lovers?
Yeah.
Their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Then he said, the only piece of advice I've had for her in the event she wins would not be to let her have her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. And then he blamed the writers for that. He's like, I told them that was too nasty. The people that did this for me, I told them.
Then don't read
it. Yeah, you control what comes out of your mouth. You can edit the set list.
Not according to my hate letter. Thank you, Jody, for passing this on. Why do people write hate letters to you, too? And then just...
So we're fully aware of how much people hate you.
Okay. But I think the main theme is why can't you two control me? What's wrong with you two?
Right.
I think that's the...
We write the stuff, but you choose what comes out of your mouth.
Exactly.
You don't write crap. This is all me.
The team of
better
writers
worse.
Over here.
Yeah. Better or worse, this is all me. Don't blame them.
I only write what comes out of my mouth.
I'm not going to read the whole thing because there's,
come on. Read the whole thing.
This is, great. This is a subject line as a concerned listener. You know who does not give a... That would be me. I'm sorry. I apologize, Marilyn and Terry. Write to me. You don't have to go snitch on me to Jody. Like she's, Sister Dorothy at my Catholic school.
I'm supposed to control
Sister
you.
Sister Dorothy was the disciplinarian at our Catholic school.
Sister Luke was the disciplinarian
at my Catholic
school.
She's in charge of the Al Smith dinner here every morning.
I noticed that was the very first thing that was on the printer yesterday.
Listen, her mom is Carol Burnett. The bar is kind of high.
Yeah.
That dream died a long time ago. I am not Carol Burnett or anything close. This is it. To those of you that think I can do better, I can't.
You tried, though.
I have reached my level of mediocrity.
You tried to reach the level.
Of course I did. Yeah. Everyone did. No one's Carol Burnett except, of course, Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call her mom.
I think we've covered that. Yeah. Jody, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
I was in trouble there for a minute.
I think that this is new, apparently. Yeah. My inappropriateness is all new Marilyn and Terry.
Yeah, okay. If I read that, that would get my back up. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm in trouble.
What's going on, Jody?
I don't know.
We're longtime listeners, and we're concerned.
Uh-oh.
More and more, Stephanie says inappropriate things. Shouldn't this have been labeled now a warning? Now? Just now I say inappropriate things?
Now a warning?
They should have heard us when we were on nighttime show.
Wow. I've gotten way more appropriate, Marilyn.
Those two bits that we played that got us fired?
Oh, my God. Exactly. We've been doing this show 20 years. I haven't said anything yet that's gotten us fired.
Yet.
We kind of co-own the show.
We think some guests don't come on because of her constant sexual comments.
Well,
actually, I will say the only person that ever has not come back on is Barbara Mikulski, who I did not say anything sexual to. So maybe it's the lack of me saying sexual things to Barbara Mikulski that made her not come back. Maybe. She's the only guest I've never made a sexual comment to, and she's the only one that hasn't come back.
You said she was
Marilyn
dead.
And Terry.
You said she was dead a few weeks ago.
She's not. I did kill her inadvertently. Yeah. I did say may she rest in peace. I apologize.
Again.
Well, now that booking is going to be hard. Thanks, Chris.
Well.
Thanks for putting a spotlight on that. Where are we? Oh, we're asking you to have a come-to-Jesus discussion with her.
Well,
has
young
this
lady.
Happened yet?
I'm waiting.
Young lady. You need to.
Sister Jody, go ahead.
You need to have less of a potty mouth, young lady, or we're not going to be able to book guests.
Excuse me, who has a t-shirt that says Spicy Jody? Marilyn and Terry, have you ever listened to Jody Hamilton on Bob Seska's podcast? She is the filthiest potty mouth whore in the universe.
I don't sexually harass
you. You're asking her to talk to me.
I don't sexually harass
you. You should hear what Stephanie and I say about the Shriners kids.
Stop it. All right, listen.
Young lady, you do not have to work so blue.
It's just like when Keith Richards told Amy Winehouse she probably needs to go to rehab.
Right.
Really? Your Spicy Jody's going to tell me to work less blue? Look at you. You look all angelic here on the show because of the FCC, and then you get on Bob's show, and you're just a good God.
This is true.
Like a Friar's roast meats at loading dock.
I'll bet you wouldn't even curse in front of priests on Bob's show.
Marilyn and Terry thinking that Jody, Spicy Jody, is the one to have a come to Jesus with me. Okay. Thanks for trying. We hear you and Chris trying. Listeners in Central Illinois.
Oh, we got some backup there.
Okay. Well.
I apologize for my potty mouth, Marilyn and Terry. I apologize. Sorry. God.
What did you have to say about Caleb?
Shut up. Okay, here we go. You know what I'm doing for America?
What?
I'm phone banking
you
for the
are.
First time in my life with Christine Pelosi tomorrow.
You're getting
Saturday.
Out of the house.
I am. Our fantastic partners at Grassroots Democrats HQ have asked me to come phone bank tomorrow afternoon with Christine Pelosi. Look at this. Women for Harris Walz birthday phone bank with Christine Pelosi and Stephanie Miller. There's a press release. Team Pelosi, Stephanie Miller, Grassroots Democrats HQ excited to partner on a phone bank for Harris Walz in celebration of Kamala Harris's birthday. Yay!
Don't sexually harass people on the phone.
Shut up, Spicy Jody.
Don't show your cooter either.
We would like you to join us for calls and some great birthday cake this Saturday, October 19th, with DNC Committee Chairwoman Christine Pelosi, an American political commentator. Oh, I'm glad they had American, not the Canadian one. American political commentator and comedian and host Stephanie Miller. In Westwood, when we fight, we win. So if you're here, come join us. Phone bank with Mama.
We put a link out on your Twitter and on your Facebook.
Watch, I'm going to get Marilyn and Terry. Be like, hi, this is Stephanie Miller. They're going to hang up on me. They're going to be like, oh, that f***ing whore, potty mouth whore, read our letter on the air.
They're going to call. They're so going to call.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
They're going to escalate that up to
They're going to wait until they get you on the phone.
I got to go. I left the oven on, and I realize my potato is going to be mush now.
What?
I got to go. 18. I was going to ask you to go turn the oven off during that, but I thought it might be inappropriate in that you're supposed to be controlling me.
How can I control?
And now my potato's mush and I'm still a potty mouth whore. So what have you accomplished?
Nothing.
Do I smell something burning?
I smell toast.
Remember the time I put it in tin foil and put it in the microwave?
The microwave.
No.
At the radio station. We were in public at that point.
That's why we have to work here now, because I blew up the last radio station. with an IEP. That's improvised explosive potato.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. That wasn't dirty, and you don't laugh. So this is why then I go blue, because you didn't laugh at IEP.
You can tell that one at the Al Smith dinner.
There you go. Shut up, you blowholes. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, howdy. I'm telling you, got to leave it all on the field. That's why we're radioing, we're touring, I'm phone banking. Mm-hmm. Morning Kick, I'm telling you, it helps. It's, and I'm doing a 40-mile bike ride tomorrow before I phone bank.
Wow.
Why? Because Morning Kick.
Wow.
I'm telling you, strawberry lemonade flavor, a game changer for me. I love it so much. It helps nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, helps you feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one in there. It's a magic, but I feel like it's like the KFC recipe. I'm not sure I should tell you. I'll give you hints. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha.
They just shove it all
there's
in
like,
there.
Yeah, they're just, oh, it's a magic potion. Roundhouse Provisions. That seemed weird. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The world needs change. We know this. We need to make our world more just and sustainable, more fair and equal. How do we do it? We work together every day to make change where we can. That's what Credo Mobile does. They're the one phone company in America that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and Transgender Law Center. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, a great reliable network, competitive plans, good deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and you'll get much more. You'll get an easy, effective way to make change in the world. Switching to Credo is easy. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. And hey, Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. Or give us a call at 877-346-0516. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Hey, kids, let Mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Chelsea wants to talk about sex. Let's talk about
Stephanie Miller.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Marilyn and Terry. Talk about sex all day, all 3 hours.
Please hit on every guest.
Yeah.
Oh, let's start with that saucy little minx with the fantastic rack, Karen in Chicago. What happens when you tell me not to do something, Chris?
You do it 10 times over.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh. She won't let it go.
You do it.
Nice try, though, Marilyn and
yep.
Terry.
Yep.
They're in central Illinois. Go hug them with your giant rack and straighten them out.
Nobody wants to go to Springfield.
Hi, Karen. Sorry.
Listen, I'm looking forward to L.A. now. I mean, really, that's going to be a lot of action all at once. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to when we can actually go back to thinking about sex, okay? Because
anything else. Yes.
For anything else. But, you know, I have to say, oh, my God. Okay, I agree with Kamala Harris. I agree with Ron Philipkowski. I agree with Ben myself. What the heck are these people, these rich, elite people who clearly do not understand the anxiety and fear, that terror that we're all feeling down here?
Yeah.
How can you sit there and yuck it up with that absolute narcissistic insurrectionist? This man incited violence on our Capitol. He has been in communication with Putin.
Oh,
he has classified documents.
Happy Jack Smith evidence release day.
I know.
Yeah. For those who celebrate. So we're going to talk to Dean Obadalla about
right.
that. Glenn Kirshner is traveling, but he's our fill-in legal lad today. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, very exciting. Good for Judge Chutkan. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, it's like, I don't understand this. It feels like it's a lot of normalizing of him. And I just don't get why was he even there? You know, this is the first time that we had not had a peaceful transfer of power. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like,
by the way,
they not understand the seriousness that it is of this? I don't get it.
By the way, a lot of people were saying, it turns out a 56-year-old construction worker from, where is he from, Jersey,
mm-hmm.
is the best journalist in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the guy that stood up randomly at this town hall.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Brett Baer, I don't buy your bull. Oh, my God. He's like, oh, I made a mistake. I played the wrong clip. Does anyone think that was a accident on Fox News?
They queued up on purpose. They knew what they were doing.
They knew exactly
what
they were doing.
His producers knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
Anyway, so, but this guy, where are we? 13. Mainstream media, hi. This is journalism. Here we go. This is
I am a Republican, no longer registered, though. I want to give you the opportunity to try to win back my vote. Okay. Action and maybe inaction during your presidency and the last few years was a little disturbing to me. What happened during January 6th and the fact that you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol. Coronavirus, I thought the public was misled during coronavirus, and that many more lives could have been saved if we would have been informed better.
Oh my God, wait, go one more, here we go.
And also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you, so why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. Your own vice president doesn't want to support you now.
Thank you, Amito.
The people that don't support a very small portion. Tremendous, about 97%
of the people. We'll play the rest of Donald Trump's response, but all lies. And you can see it on the face of the people in the town hall. They're sitting there with their arms crossed. Like, people have had enough of his bull, right? He just lied. Oh, it was a day of love. No one got killed. Like, oh, my God. Anyway, we'll play that next, 29 minutes after the hour.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
No.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
and also people in your administration who don't support you. I'm curious how people so close to you and your administration no longer want to support you, so why would I want to support you? If you would answer these questions for me, I would really appreciate it and give you the opportunity. Yes, your own vice president doesn't want to support you now.
Thank you, Amita. The people that don't support a very small portion.
No.
We have a tremendous, about 97% of the people in the administration support me.
No.
But because it's me, somebody doesn't support, they get a little publicity.
Is that it? Okay. That would be 40 out of 44. I'm not good at math, Chris, but I think that's a little less than 97%. 40 out of 44 of his cabinet do not support him. Right. Okay.
The vice president, I disagree with him on what he did.
Uh-huh.
I totally disagreed with him on what he did. Uh-huh. Very importantly, you had hundreds of thousands of people come to Washington. They didn't come because of me. They came because of the election. They thought the election was a rigged
election.
Because
you told them to.
Yes.
And that's why they came.
Uh-huh.
Some of those people went down to the Capitol. I said, peacefully and patriotically, nothing done wrong at all.
Oh, there was nothing done wrong.
And action was taken, strong action. Ashley Babbitt was killed.
Wait.
Nobody was killed. There were
nobody
no guns
killed.
Then.
Ashley
we
Babbitt
didn't
was
have
killed.
Guns.
Nobody
the
was
others
killed.
Had guns, but we didn't have guns.
Yes, they had.
Yes, there were guns.
Yes.
Oh, my God, there were guns.
That's why you said, take away the mags. They're not here to hurt me.
I love that he said Ashley Babbitt was killed.
And no one was killed.
Nobody was killed right in the same breath.
Oh, my God. Brian Sicknick's family would like a word. People, Capitol Police that committed suicides, families would like a word.
And then this is the Day of Love thing that we remember.
And when I say we, these are people that walked down. This was a tiny percentage of the overall, which nobody sees and nobody shows. But that was a day of love from the standpoint of the millions, like hundreds of thousands. It could have been the largest group I've ever spoken before.
No.
They asked me to speak. I went and I spoke, and I used the term peacefully and patriotically.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh, God.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Solid wall of lies. I love the faces.
Everybody
at the town hall
just
like
shaking their heads.
Not buying the bull face. Unbelievable. Yeah, poor Daniel Dale. Dear God. He tweeted, Donald Trump, who is not, in fact, the father of IVF, made at least 19 false claims in his one-hour Fox News women's town hall. I mean, first of all, we, the insurrectionists, oh, my God. Okay. And then, this is the part where, does he insult Spanish-speaking people to Spanish-speaking people?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's on top of this insulting Detroit to people in Detroit while he was speaking in
Detroit.
Detroit.
Right. Yeah.
The authorities in Springfield, Ohio have more than one time clarified that the Haitians are not eating their cats and their dogs. My question to you very respectfully is, do you really believe that these people are eating the people's pets?
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. And this was just reported. I was just saying what was reported. That's been reported. And eating other things, too, that they're not supposed to be.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What other things?
Grandpa read it in the comments section on the internet, and so therefore it must
it's
be true.
It's been reported. Yeah, exactly.
That's
my God.
Yeah.
It has been reported.
No curiosity, no fact-checking or anything.
And the two geese that were killed, it was by a white guy that they just caught. Oh, my God. Okay.
If you were a person that lived there, if you lived in Springfield, Ohio, and all of a sudden you couldn't get into a hospital, you couldn't get your children into a school, you wouldn't be able to buy groceries, you could no longer pay the rent because the government's paying rent.
What?
Any of that, if any of that happened, it would be a disaster for you and you wouldn't be happy. We want to make our people safe and secure and we want to make them happy. But Springfield, Ohio is a perfect example. You have a town, a beautiful little town with no problems. All of a sudden they have 30 or 32,000 people dropped into the town.
They were
most of whom don't speak the language. Most of whom don't speak the language at all.
They were asked
he
to
says
come.
To a Spanish language speaking audience. Okay. Wow. Yes, they were asked to come, Chris. Thank you. Yes, then they are there. What's the word? Looking for legally.
Right.
Okay.
They were invited.
So Trump dumped out talks for a black media interview by his staff claiming he was too exhausted.
Grampy.
Grampy's, it's nappy time now until the election.
He's not up for another 4 years at all.
By the way, it turns out no one wants to watch Matlock on Acid. Harris on Fox yesterday, 7.1 million viewers. Trump on Fox, 3 million viewers. Oh, Grampy.
Aww. Ratings.
Matlock on Acid, just not popular anymore. That's too bad.
It could also be that Harris Faulkner is just an awful person.
You know what? But this is this whole Brett Bear.
Stepping into that bear trap.
All right, we heard it yesterday.
With his frozen assets.
Did that interview?
That's a different show.
Did that interview bear fruit?
No.
Oh, there he goes. He has been laid bare as a fraud.
Ah.
I'm a journalist. This whole that he aired the wrong clip. Anybody buying this?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Bueller?
No.
On Fox News?
No.
Really? He happened to air wrong clip that benefited Donald Trump.
Yeah. Even Mika Brzezinski was talking about that.
Yes.
If you're an anchor,
if you've been in the TV business as long as Brett, really.
Right. You know immediately that the wrong clip is
and you would have
aired.
Said, hey, we're
exactly.
airing the wrong clip.
This is why I tend toward what Rude Pundit said, because they don't operate in good faith.
I
get it. Pete Buttigieg is great on Fox, but he's not running for president in a very
right.
tight presidential right. race. They are not operating in good faith.
Right.
They set this as a trap. It's what I said. Mika said the same thing I said, that he was just trying to get her to be angry black woman.
Exactly.
You know, and as anybody in the TV business for 1,000 years, like Mika was saying, you know to go, oh, that was the wrong clip.
Right.
Can we roll the whatever?
Right.
He's
What Brer did, Brett Bear did, was throw everyone in the control room under the bus. And
yes.
Don't do that if you're an anchor.
He said, and then again, this is a day later
right.
when not this 7 million people are watching.
Right.
Then he says,
right.
oh, I made a mistake. When I call for a soundbite, I was expecting a piece of the enemy from within from Maria Bartiromo's interview, blah, blah, blah.
You threw your producers under the bus.
Right, right. That's my job.
As someone who's been a producer.
You know what you're doing.
You don't appreciate being thrown under the bus.
No, you don't.
This is the sole reason they ever invited Democrats
right.
to try to make them look bad. You know, he was trying to bait her into saying something bad about Trump voters. He was, you know.
Right.
But, here's some of what Mika said. She said, she'll look back on it. What she was able to do in that one moment when she called out Brett Baer for showing the wrong clip, for misleading the American people, she was able to point again to Trump's threat to go after
yep.
his political adversaries
mm-hmm.
with the military and show how a friendly media network that bends to his will play to him, and even avoiding stories so they show completely the wrong clip. She calls him out on it, which, because she's sharp as a tack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mika just wanted to say they knew it was the wrong clip, and no one on the network has talked about the clip at all. All they've done is talk about how Kamala Harris is nasty, and they haven't talked about how she actually called out Fox News on Fox News for what they do, which is sometimes disinformation.
Yeah.
This is exactly why I got booted off Fox News.
Yes, because you called them out on their disinformation.
Because I called them out on Fox News.
Yes.
Right. I'm absolutely certain he knew it was the wrong clip, and he should have said it right away. She said he's not owning up to it, that he's hoping that she'll get really angry. But the thing is, they've shown the wrong clip. He's not saying to his viewers, you're right, that was the wrong clip. Let's get the right clip
right.
prepared, and let's find it and let's show it. Instead, he moves on and leaves it hanging there, which is exactly the point.
Well, also, that interview was not aired live.
Right.
So
right.
he could have said, stop tape, let's get the right, correct interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not, again,
right.
not operating
exactly.
in good faith. So anyway, but how hilarious. That's got to sting, little baby.
The
baby
ratings?
Bit. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Even on Fox News, bam, over 7 million viewers, and he got 3 million. People are tired of this show, I'm telling you. We were playing Dave Bautista. I am so glad someone's calling him out.
Can we wait on that?
Why?
I want to double check with Chris on something.
Oh. Oh, that we got all the bleeps? Okay.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll get to it. But I'm so glad someone's calling him out on his fake tough guy stuff, because, oh, my God. Anyway. All right. So, by the by, Elaine tweets, I bought the Chicago pay-per-view. My best friend and I drank wine and watched it one Sunday afternoon. We laughed so hard she almost peed her pants.
Oh.
It's so easy to get, and it's a wonderful show. And you only have till Halloween to get the fantastic,
right.
get that DNC energy back
right.
with Jamie Harrison and Governor Pritzker and on and on. And then, what? L.A. Sexy Liberal just went on sale pay-per-view
yes.
literally by popular demand.
And here's why.
With Martin Sheen
yep.
and Mark Hamill and Adam Schiff
yep.
and Glenn Kirshner.
And here's why people on the East Coast should get the pay-per-view. Because it starts at 8 o'clock Pacific, which is 11 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Might be a little too late for some people. So get the pay-per-view, and then you can watch it the next day.
There you go. That's what I would do.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if you happen to be in Los Angeles, I am phone banking tomorrow for Kamala Harris. Celebrate her birthday with Christine Pelosi. Come join us. It's in Westwood if you want a phone bank. Come deed.
We tweeted out the links, and we put it on your Facebook, too.
Fantastic. Okay. let's go to Karen in Pennsylvania.
You have no idea what goes on around here.
I really don't, and I don't care. Hi, Karen in Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are having the honor and privilege of having Donald Trump come for a town hall to our lovely small town of Lancaster on Sunday. And my wife was brave enough to get us tickets.
Oh, wow.
We are not sure if we're going to go because I don't want to die. And I lose brain cells just talking to one Trumper. I can't imagine being in a whole room of them. So we're not sure we're going to go in.
Right.
But if we do, my question is, we were talking to our son last night, who's very liberal.
Right.
And we were knocking around possible questions that we could ask him that would give him enough rope to make a good soundbite commercial for Kamala Harris, but not let him wiggle out of it. So our question was, we talked about calling into you all to find out what question, if you had the opportunity, would you all ask him? You can't do a follow-up, as my son pointed out. They won't let you do that.
Okay.
So what question would you ask?
Oh, to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
There's so many crimes. So little time.
Do the Depends fit well, sir?
Yeah. Do you think you're going to like prison showers?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I think we would die. We would be booed and die.
Let's just talk about the fact that you're calling me for advice. I'm the liberal Dr. Laura or something. That's fantastic. All right. I love you, Karen. Have fun. Be safe.
Be careful.
Be careful out there. Yeah, Wired magazine, exclusive in a series of reports reviewed by Wired analysts at the Department of Homeland Security, warned of a heightened risk of right-wing extremists carrying out attacks around the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but can I just say, this is what I'm saying, we should be vigilant, but also just do not be afraid of these bullies. That's what they want. That's why they want you to vote on Election Day, so they can send their, what do they call them, election monitors to try to intimidate you, to try to, you know. They're trying to, obviously, they'll do the same thing. They take voting machines out of minority districts, so the lines are 11 billion miles long, and they have to figure people can't get off work or get child care or whatever. But case in point, this story, here's what's going to happen to you, mother.
It is.
MAGA sheriff blubbered like a baby as he was sentenced to a whopping 15 years behind bars.
Poor baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I needed this.
There you go.
The medium tiny violins, not even the tiniest. Clark County Sheriff Jamie Knoll was close friends with Mike Pence, appointed to Homeland Security Foundation, received VP invite to Trump's inauguration. His crime, a laundry list of 27 felonies, including theft, money laundering, corrupt business influence, official misconduct, obstruction of justice, and tax evasion. Is anything surprising than another MAGA Republican who's in trouble with the law? Every accusation is a confession. Did you see him blubbering? Did you see him? Blubbering, crying in front of the judge.
Too many teardrops.
All cowards.
For one Nazi to be crying.
Well.
Too many teardrops for this cracker to carry on. What a precious snowflake. You're gonna cry.
Well.
Nazi bitch tears.
Well.
You're gonna cry. Cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry. Nazi bitch tears. You're gonna cry.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yes.
Listen, let me tell you why they're talking my language.
Why?
Since I had a break-in, I'm just saying. Don't you want to try to stop it, but you want deterrence, right? You want to try to stop it before they, because you got your door, you know, alarms, you got your window sensors, all that stuff is fantastic, but they're always out ahead of the game. This is the game. Here's Simply Safe. Out here. Okay. New Active Guard outdoor protection. Check it out. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI, plus real-time monitoring by SimpliSafe's live security agents to keep intruders and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, SimpliSafe agents are on it right immediately. They see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens, flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to get you help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. SimpliSafe combines live monitoring and proactive protection. Proactive, that's the word.
That's it.
Both outside and inside your home. Right now, 50% off a new SimpliSafe system with a select professional monitoring plan. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Grab your 50% off today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, in November, the American people will make a choice. We hope they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. And in October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped registered millions of voters, and you will get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow. It's so easy to switch. You can keep your current phone number. You can even bring a phone you already have to Credo Mobile. Yes, little teeny tiny you can make a big difference in the world. Learn more at CredoMobile.com right now. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget the promo code VOTE50, and Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Dr. Moe. Did you see the soulful conversation I was just having with Bonnie and Clyde? I literally, this is how the conversation went. I will review. I said, who crunched up some early brunch? Was it you, Bonnie, or was it you, Clyde? Okay, because I put the food down, like, right away in the morning. So someone has crunched up an entire bowl of brunch already.
It was soulful and demure.
Yes. I don't know who it was, but somebody was hungry because Dr. Moody's was available. Okay, I'm just saying. Other dog foods are made by Sneaky McSneakerson at Sneaky Town Dog Food Company.
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
Because they try to sneak in all this wheat by calling it all these different ingredients so that you don't think it's all cereal. And it's all cereal. It's not real protein like they need.
Dogs don't eat cereal.
No, they don't. Dr. Marty explained that to us. They don't have teeth like for grinding grain.
Nope.
They have canine incisors.
For ripping apart meat.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
Meat. Okay. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients. The actual stuff, not meat meal, not fractionated wheat substances.
Gross.
I'm very exercised this morning, but Dr. Marty's. I love it. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Riley loves it. My friend Marsha's dog.
Oh.
Every dog that I know loves Dr. Moody. Okay. 54% off Nature's Blend right now in a free bag of Cod Crispies. That's their wild-caught cod skin treat. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. This is the Dave Bautista, saying this right, wrestler slash actor.
Yes.
He's hilarious. And he's doing all these manly things like flipping tires over. And
boxing.
Yes. Calling out fake tough guy Donald Trump.
The cheetah golf, he creeps around beauty pageant dressing rooms. You know that little dance he does? He looks like he's s***ing off a pair of giraffes. He's moody, he pouts, he throws tantrums.
No, get those lights off!
He acts like a five-year-old behind the wheel of a truck. He bends over for Putin. He's catting on social media as a middle school mean girl. The guy needs help walking downhill. Almost there, Grandma. So this November, let's stop kidding ourselves. Donald Trump is afraid of rain, of dogs, of windmills, borough f***ing street, and being laughed at.
A lot of it is visual, but you know the visuals already.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say, f***ing off two giraffes is new. And... I forgot, they are up high.
Yeah.
Andy
Jay's
dance is kind of up high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it past your jail time? But mostly, he's terrified that real red-blooded American men will find out that he's a weak, tubby toddler.
Mommy, take me home. Mommy, I want to go home.
What's wrong, tough guy? Did someone grab you by the one bitch?
Hey, guys, you can still see the room.
For my guys who can still see their own. Okay, come on. That's fantastic. Come on. Working off two giraffes at the same time. Fantastic. Fantastic. Hilarious. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, some of the best campaign ads have come out of Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. Meanwhile, Trump struggles speaking. Alarmed allies who worried he's handing the election to Harris. Do you have a sad over there? There's growing concern. Oh, now a warning. Among Trump's allies that his meandering speeches combined with his multiple gaffes are taking a toll on his presidential campaign. Do you think? You think?
A little bit.
New York Times Michael Bender writes Trump is struggling to speak. Yeah, I think we've noticed.
Yeah.
His allies worry Mr. Trump's impetuousness and scattershot style on the campaign trail needlessly risk victory in battleground states where the margin for error is increasingly narrow. Internal Harris campaign research showed one of the most effective ways to persuade voters to support her was by portraying Trump as unstable, which he is.
You
can look at any clip and conclude that. All right, Dino Badala, our legal lad, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.